Well, news time is 8:39. Emergency triple team traffic this morning. How about now, Andy?
Well, Amanda, the crash that's causing our problems in the Salt Lake Valley now is actually on the southbound side of the road. It's got traffic backed up from 215 all the way past 90 south. Doesn't go all the way to 106, but pretty close. And that's on the southbound side. That's a frustrating and out-of-the-ordinary delay. Northbound, frustrating, but not really out of the ordinary. You've got slowing between Bangor Highway and 90 south, and then again from the south interchange into downtown. A lot of that is delay that was stuck at the south end of the valley when we had our earlier crash and huge backups. Eric Butler.
You got normal speeds, Utah County, I-15 northbound, despite an accident past the Center Street exit in Provo. That accident's over on the left shoulder. It's a wide shoulder, so even the HOV lane is going by there without too many slowdowns. And the rest of the stretch, though, on I-15, looking good all the way to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
We're looking pretty good now through most of Weber and Davis County on your major freeways. No delays, US 89, Legacy Parkway. Southbound I-15, still very slow, though, as you approach the I-215 North Interchange and head into downtown Salt Lake, and your city streets are also getting congested through Layton, Kaysville, and Ogden. Don't miss the UEA convention October 20th through 21st at Southtown Expo for informative seminars and activities. Plus, the kids can shoot hoops for free books. Visit myuea.org for tickets and details. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.